Wille, Heads am großen Wannsee, 52-54.
Hello, sorry to catch you off guard like this. I've been assigned to guide you on the rest of your tour. Who am I, you ask? You can simply call me Hans. If you want to know more about the so-called Villa Colony, you won't find a better contemporary witness than me. I have been working as a coachman for more than 20 years and have experienced the beginnings of Colony Alzan at first hand. My employer is none other than the famous Wilhelm Conrad, the donor of the Flensburg Lion and the founder of this wonderful place. You know, I travel to this place every day on the Wannsee train line and appreciate the posh settlement as a pleasant place to work, but work is over for today, so I'm happy to accompany you on your walk. After a busy day, I always relax in the green surroundings and enjoy the magnificent architecture of the villas. A lot has changed in the meantime, I see, and the settlement has become much bigger. We'll return the same way along the street called Am Großen Wannsee along the lakeshore. I'd like to tell you about the beginnings of this villa quarter, which was so unique during the German Empire. From 1870 onwards, this beautiful area around the Wannsee was transformed into a cultural landscape. It was really impressive how quickly Berlin's upper middle classes had one magnificent villa after another built here. More and more people with the necessary small change chose this newly developed neighborhood as their place of residence. Oh, I wish I was that rich. Today, as I see it, only a few houses and gardens and some gravestones in the new cemetery in Lindenstrasse in Wannsee remind us of the glamorous world of the Wannsee Villa Colony. In my time, owning a plot in the Colony Alzen also meant sharing the neighborhood with important personalities from banking, industry, the art world, and science. On the streets of the residential area, you could meet Max Liebermann with paintings under his arm, wave to Hermine Feist on her bicycle, or see the children of the well-known Langenscheidt family, whose publishing house you surely know, playing in their front garden. We now stop to take a closer look at Villa Heads at Am Großen Wannsee 52-54. This palatial villa, which is adorned by several towers and made of yellow brick, was built in 1891 to 1892 as a summer residence for Paul Hertz, a factory owner and councillor of commerce. He had commissioned Wilhelm Martens, who was a study of Gropius, to design it. How nice that it can still be found as it was then. Nevertheless, a few changes do catch my eye. Today, the extensive lakefront property is divided up, and the lattice fence and the three-part gate have also been replaced. Through the bars you can see the square-like driveway that leads to the imposing villa. Please direct your gaze to the left. There you can see the former stable building. On the right, as I now know, is a low building from the 1970s. You can imagine why many of the villas were built on hills. That's right. The elevation provides a particularly good view over the Wannsee. The villa at Am Großen Wannsee 52-54 was sold in 1926 by Paul's wife Ida to the chocolate manufacturer Nelson Fassbender, who continued his father's business of producing the finest chocolates. the son became co-owner of their jam factory as early as 1905, before finally becoming sole owner of both companies in 1927. With about 50 branches, Fassbender owned the greatest company of its kind in 1930, leaving the competition far behind. The new owner made some alterations to the house and property, for example, installing a riding area in the garden. Do you see the big oak in the garden, huh? Well, Hertz planted it for Adolf Hitler in the early 1930s. He sold the property and villa to the German Labour Front in 1936. The estate is now privately owned again and has often been used as a film location. For example, in the 1985 film Diddy and the Revenge of the Disinherited, the villa is the property of the film character Gustav Bullermann, played by Dieter Hallervorden, who had a total of 7 roles in the film. And back in 1964, the Villa Hertz provided the setting for the Edgar Wallace film The Curse of the Hidden Vault. Maybe you even know one or both of these films.